8:45 a.m. in New York. Smoke billows from the World Trade Center after a large passenger plane slammed into the North Tower. Initial reports suggested it was an accident. 9:03, another airliner hits the Trade Center's South Tower, an explosion bursting from the building's upper floors.
The two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
President Bush calls the crashes an apparent terrorist attack. 9:45, another hit. A commercial plane crashes into the Pentagon. 9:51, taking no chances, the Federal Aviation Administration grounds all takeoffs and landings and reroutes incoming international flights to Canada. And the Pentagon soon upgrades its terrorism alert status to Delta, the highest possible level. 10 a.m., back in New York, the Trade Center's South Tower crumbles to the ground. 10:29, the North Tower collapses. These buildings were once the tallest in the world. Are feared hurt or killed in what is clearly the worst ever terrorist attack on the United States.
For these cowardly acts, and justice will be done.
Of terror. The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat. But they have failed. Our country is wrong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world, and no one will keep that light from shining. Thank you.